Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. Jeremiah 33 and 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." In Jeremiah 33 and 3, where the Lord says, "Call to me," it's because Jeremiah has been put into prison. Israel had been rebellious, and he had been saying to them over and over again that God was calling them to repent. Well, they didn't want to hear what Jeremiah had to say. They wanted Jeremiah put into prison because they didn't want to hear the message from him. And they didn't realize that they weren't rejecting Jeremiah. They were rejecting God, because God was sending the message telling them to repent. Can you imagine being Jeremiah and you're in prison and the conditions were so bad that you just can't get comfortable? It's cold in the winter, and it's hot in the summer, and perhaps you didn't even have a bed to lie down on, so you're sleeping on the floor. I mean, if it's cold, it's really, really cold because there's no fire. If it's hot, it's really, really hot because there's no breeze, you know, and then you're sleeping on the floor, on the dirt floor, and there's no bed for you to lay down on. I mean, who knows, but there may not have been any pest control. There may have been bugs or lice or rats. You never know. But they just couldn't get comfortable. So God says to Jeremiah, he says, "Call to me." You may feel totally alone. You may feel isolated. You may feel lost or imprisoned and even exiled. But God can speak to you and visit you even in prison. If you're exiled, he can speak to you. If you're isolated, he can speak to you. You can yet have a relationship with God wherever you are. He said to Jeremiah, "Call to me and I will answer." Call to me and I will answer. And I will show you great and mighty things to come. I will show you things you do not know. So he says, "Call to me, I'll answer." Although you're in prison, you can have a personal relationship with me. Call to me and I'll answer you. Even though you're in prison, you can be in my presence. You can talk to me and you can rest in me. Although you're in prison, you are not alone. So I want to say to you today, you may feel lost, you may feel isolated, you may feel lonely, but you are not alone. God is right there. Call to him, he will answer. Well, he told Jeremiah, "I will show you great and mighty things." Even though you're in prison, he wanted him to call to him, and he wanted to show him mighty things. What was he going to show him? Well, he wanted to show him how that even the men that were trying to fight against the Babylonians, he was in control of that. The men of the city were being left as dead. But God had said he was going to destroy the Babylonians. He didn't need the people to fight against the Babylonians. He was going to do it. And he said, "I have determined to destroy them in my terrible anger. I have abandoned them because of all their wickedness." And so he was telling Jerusalem also that he was going to heal their wounds and give prosperity and true peace back to them. He said, "I will restore the fortunes of Judah and Israel and rebuild their towns. I will cleanse them of their sins against me and forgive all their sins of rebellion. All they had to do was turn back to the Lord, repent, and as God said, call to me. All they had to do was call on the name of the Lord. That's all that Jeremiah had to do. He was in prison and he was an example of having a personal relationship with God, even though he was being held captive, even though he was in prison, even though he was in exile, even though he was isolated and alone, he could still have a personal relationship with God. I want to encourage you that no matter what circumstance or situation that you're in, remember that you can talk to God. You can have a personal relationship with him. You can call out to him and he will hear and he will answer your call. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.